Al-Qaeda casts die in Israel conflict. 1st of August, 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UN News. Jerusalem, Israel. Radical homosexual group Al-Qaeda has decided to side with Israel in the current conflict, which has torn much of northern Israel and southern Lebanon into a mile-high pile of shrapnel. This news comes as heavy clashes take place in southern Lebanon between Israeli troops and Hezbollah fighters after Israel vowed to widen its ground offensive. Says Al-Qaeda leader Commander Kuhl, quote, "At first we were like divided on whom to ally with. But after we watched The Breakfast Club a few times, Elton suggested we side with Israel, and I totally agreed. I just love bagels, and some of the best New York designers are Jewish. With a little queer help, southern Lebanon is going to get an extreme makeover." Unquote. Al-Qaeda, which is considered the number one threat to security by the Bush administration, engages in such violent activities as pride parades, shopping sprees, makeovers, and disco dancing. It is unclear which of these methods Kuhl will prefer in Lebanon, but military analysts foresee a majority of Lebanese becoming metro and even coming out in the near future. However, not all Lebanese are embrace the idea of bringing a queer eye to the average Shiite or Maronite guy. Quote, "We cannot allow these godless sodomites to give Zionists a victory," unquote, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah screamed as he burned an Israeli flag, and crowds of radical Shia Muslims shouted anti-Semitic, anti-gay, and anti-arithmetic slogans. More and more Muslim fundamentalists today share this view. Quote, "Even with support of gay icons such as Elton John, Marilyn Monroe, and Judy Garland, Al-Qaeda cannot succeed because it is not in line with Quranic principles," unquote, Hamas leader and Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh ejaculated as he authorized the un-Quranic slaughter of civilians in a crowded Tel Aviv metro station. Quote, "Homosexuality is clearly a sin, but killing Zionists is not," unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UN News. Thank you for listening.